Obedience is more important than knowledge. In Genesis chapter 3, we have the story of the fall of man. In that story, God gave man one commandment. What was it? Don't eat from this tree. Now, you got a lot of forest around here. I think it was the same way in Adam and Eve's time, that the tree that God said don't eat from didn't have flashing lights on it. It wasn't a different color. It didn't have different fruit. It was like every other tree in the garden, except God said don't eat from it. Do an experiment sometime in your kindergarten. Go into a classroom full of three-year-olds, have chairs around the wall, and say, nobody sit in this chair, and leave the room. What do you think will happen? They will be fighting over who can sit in that chair. Well, God said, don't eat from this tree. Just one commandment. What was Satan's counter-argument? He says, you know why God doesn't want you to eat from that tree? Because you'll know everything He knows if you do. See, Satan offered all knowledge against obeying one command. From the very beginning, we've had two tracks. One's been based on knowledge. The other's been based on obedience. Failure in obedience put us out of the garden. Why do we think now that gaining knowledge will get us back into it? Does that make sense? Yet where do we put our energy as churches, as church planters? We put it into education, getting more stuff into our heads when we're not doing the stuff we already know. That's the reason in the church planting technique, I tell people to do something, and they don't get step two until they do step one. Because they're not going to do step one, they're never going to do step two anyway, so why give it to them? The seminar is a little different. This is an abnormal setting. This is the worst way to teach church planting. But you're leaders, and we're trying to introduce you to some concepts. If you leave here and go do seminars, I'm going to send my hit men after you. And I promise you, I know a lot. Okay? You don't leave here and do seminars. You leave here and practice the principles and start churches. And then once you've done it yourself, I don't care if you've been a leader for 30 years, go do it yourself once before you start trying to train anyone else to do it. Because then you're going to know where it starts and where it stops and how it gets done. So obedience is more important than knowledge, and you need to recognize that and understand that.